here's a story from The World.
We've been reporting on it for more than 2 years, but it's still hard to come to terms with the fact that China has concentration camps. The estimated 1 million inmates in the west of the country are Uyghurs, a mostly Muslim minority. President Trump signed a law yesterday authorizing sanctions on Chinese officials involved with those camps. But on the same day, allegations surfaced that President Trump told China last year he was fine with the camps. Those details came from a leaked excerpt of a book by former National Security Advisor John Bolton and have not been verified. Bonnie Glaser is director of the China Power Project at the Center for Strategic and International Studies in Washington.
Well, we don't know whether or not President Trump actually did support or imply that he supported the policy in China of imprisoning Uyghurs. But I believe that it makes sense because President Trump has really not paid much attention to human rights or the Uyghurs issue in particular. President Trump has been focused primarily on trade and the bilateral trade deficit that the United States has with China.
The administration, as you know, is defending itself from Bolton's allegation by highlighting the Uyghur human rights law that the president signed yesterday. What does that actually do?
Well, the law itself simply requires President Trump and his administration to submit a report to Congress identifying Chinese officials and other individuals who are responsible for the detention of Uyghurs without charges and trial and degrading, inhumane treatment of these groups. But apart from that report, it is uncertain whether or not the administration would apply sanctions to individuals. So the legislation gives the administration the right to impose sanctions, and this could include asset blocking, visa revocations, even ineligibility for people to enter the United States. But the legislation really gives the White House room to opt against imposing sanctions if they choose so. So there's no automaticity.
So there seems to be a glaring contradiction between the new law and the sentiments alleged in John Bolton's book. How are we supposed to square that circle? Can both be true?
Well, the president, in the period of trade negotiations with China, I think just did not want to take on any other issues that might disrupt those negotiations and prevent an agreement. The United States and China, of course, signed a phase one trade agreement in January. And now the president's priorities appear to have changed. He is now focused on winning re-election. And public opinion polls show that Americans have a high degree of unfavorability toward China, that they see threats emanating from China. So I believe that President Trump is trying to use this issue to win votes and achieve his re-election. So his whole goals have changed.
China publicly denies the mass incarceration of the Uyghur people, but we also know of cases of Uyghurs who have been affiliated with Al-Qaeda and ISIS. So has there ever been a suggestion of China justifying the mass incarceration of Uyghurs on national security grounds?
Yes, the Chinese have explicitly said that there are Uyghurs who have been involved in terrorist actions. And there have been a handful of terrorist actions in China over the last 10 years. But there is not a great deal of evidence that upwards of 2 to 3 million people are connected to some terrorism ring.
Bonnie Glaser, we'll leave it there. Thank you for your time.
Thank you.
That was Bonnie Glaser, director of the China Power Project at the Center for Strategic and International Studies in Washington.